I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Free.
Welcome, everyone, to America's Dining and Travel Guide for 2 hours each and every Sunday right here on Biz Talk Radio. If you feel compelled to call us, you might do so. 855-424-9825. You're always welcome to ask questions, make comments. And I might just send you a beautiful book worth maybe $30, $40, or $50 if you leave your address and if you go on the air. Today we have the one and only Mr. Gig Gwynn, Chairman and CEO of Gwynn's Travel. Bienvenue. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Pierre. I'm delighted to be here, and I've just come back from another trip to Cuba and somewhat of an extensive stay in Jamaica, and glad to share some knowledge with all your listeners.
I have repeatedly mentioned that I was privileged to be sent by a radio station along with engineers and another talk show host to Cuba, and it will be 24 years this year. Can you believe that, 24 years ago? I wonder, when you were in Havana, and you took a whole group with you, didn't you, Gig?
I did. I had 41 people.
Oh, my goodness. What was their desire, basically, to see? Why did they go with you? What did they expect? And what did they experience? Go ahead, Gig.
Well, I would have to say, for the most part, these were experienced travelers who had already seen a good part of the world, or, you know, several times to Europe or so. And they were interested in, you know, the opening of a place, Cuba that is, that had been closed for, you know, many, many years. And they got their money's worth. We also packed in some other things on the trip. We had a stop in Jamaica and an overnight in Ocho Rios in Jamaica, the first full night. And then on the way back, we had an extended stay in Montego Bay before we got back on the plane. And, of course, we cruised Cuba. We did it on Celestial, which is a Greek line, and four-star ship, very good food, very good service, everything about it. It's an older ship, but still a fine ship. And these experienced travelers really got a kick out of Cuba and the experiences. And I might say, Pierre, that the last time you and I talked about Cuba, Fidel was still with us. He's passed away, and Raul's in charge, and I can see the opening very, very quickly.
Indeed, a pleasure. I wonder whether you ever had a chance, and I don't know whether I brought it up the last time we talked about Cuba, to actually visit the Tropicana.
Pierre, I can't hear you too well.
The Tropicana Cabaret. Did you ever visit there?
Well, now, that was one of the big additional items. They still do the Tropicana,
yeah.
And it is still a grand performance. You know, one might argue that a great deal of Vegas really got its tutelage and training in Havana with the Tropicana show. It's a big production with bands and beautiful dancers and lots of feathers and of course huge amounts of music, the salsa and people shaking and moving and a real visual experience. It's also fairly expensive. Off the cruise ship, it was $150 a person.
Oh, really? You know, when I was there, they were actually bare, meaning naked, performing. Did you know that?
I don't ever listen to things like that because I'm so pure of heart.
I enjoyed it a lot.
No, they had their little tops on. And their little bottoms were wiggling, and it was really quite a show. You know, it's a performance that the Cubans have been doing for many years, and they really, you know, that's a real special event for them. It's a real honor for the dancers to get invited to go on the Tropicana stage and perform. It's well rehearsed, well choreographed, and a real joy, as there are so many things to enjoy about Havana.
Did you ever go to a cigar factory with your people?
As a matter of fact, we went to two of them on this trip, you know, the cigars are still better than ever. There's basically no real serious limit. One of my people brought back 200 cigars. There's also a very fine rum called Havana Club, which is the replacement for Bacardi's the Bacardi family kind of got thrown out of Cuba, wound up in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and obviously the selling millions and millions of bottles of quality rum out of there, but the rum in Cuba is very good. We were able to go and watch the whole presentation of how to smoke a cigar and watch them make the cigars. Certainly on the last trip, this trip, we went. They have the official stores that you go into that you could buy the cigars, and really they do a very good job. They got them beautifully boxed. They have some of them in humidors, and again, they're not cheap, but in the stores, in the official stores, I think an average good cigar is about $10 a piece. Not quite in the official store. In the back alleys, I was getting them for $3 a piece. So the Cuban government is not embarrassed about marking them up, but even then, they're, you know, most people would tell you that a Cuban cigar at $10 is still a pretty good price.
You know, there are some beautiful resorts on the island of Cuba, and then there is a national park, as I remember, way down at the end of the island, the Parque Nacional Bacanao. I don't know whether you ever had a chance to go to San Diego, Cuba, or Trinidad and visit some of them. Did the ship ever stop at other places?
We did. We went to Sinfuego, which is the southern part, and then we went over to Santiago de Cuba and really had a very, very nice stay there. Way early in the Spanish Main, the Spanish government built a great big fort called El Moro, similar to the name of the one in San Juan. And it sits in Cuba has three or four wonderful natural harbors, Havana, Santiago de Cuba, Guantanamo, and these natural harbors all have forts in front of them. As a matter of fact, when Teddy Roosevelt and the Rough Riders went up San Juan Hill, they did defeat the Spanish, but the real defeat for the Spanish was that they had a pretty good-sized fleet around this fort, and the American ships get in and sunk every single one of them, and that pretty much ended the war. So we had a great stay in Santiago de Cuba. It's got, Pierre, just a little bit of a French flair to it, because it was originally founded by French settlers. So you get just a little bit of, and a wonderful opera house, which I had never seen before. Could use a paint job, but then most of Cuba could use a paint job.
If you were lucky, you, the listeners, and got the book Travel Dreams Sold Here by my traveler, the world traveler who has been to every country on earth, Mr. Gig Gwynn, Travel Dreams Sold Here, will also tell you a little bit about Cuba. It's in there, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, and Pierre, after we come back from a break, I'll tell you a little bit about Jamaica, because I saw and did some things in Jamaica I had never done before, and I've been there a half a dozen times. But
I want you to share that with my national audience.
I will.
I'm Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide. There are 2 hours here on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host.
Heva believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heva International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heva.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotels founder Spencer Penrose built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
We have the one and only Mr. Gig Gwynn, chairman and CEO of Gwynn's Travel. Don't miss out. Call them tomorrow, Monday. What number should you be calling, Gig?
Well, if anybody wants vacation information, it's area code 314-571-6937. Hey, Pierre, let me tell you a little bit about Jamaica before we break up here. On the way in, just really more timing than anything, we landed in Montego Bay and took the drive from Mo Bay to Ocho Rios. For a lot of listeners who have taken that drive, it's usually a pothole and takes 3 hours and it's not much fun, but they put in a new highway and it's much better. We stayed at the Moon Palace. What a lovely big resort. Right there in the Bay of Ocho Rios. The people loved it. It's 10 minutes from Dunn's River, the famous cascading waterfall that you could either climb or just take pictures of. And then on the way back, we stopped at Rose Hall Great House, famous for Annie Palmer, the White Witch of the Great House, who killed three of her husbands. What a sweet thing she was. And that's beautifully preserved. Jamaica's done a fine job on that. And it's interesting. Some of the furniture was contributed by no less than Johnny Cash, who wrote a song about it. So we had a very solid experience and wound up at one of Jimmy Buffett's restaurants called Margaritaville and ate delicious food and sang songs and imbibed a little bit, and Jamaica was very good to us, and it's a great stop for cruises because it's so close to Cuba.
What
so
type of food? What type of food did you enjoy? Obviously, some people might know that Jamaica was a colony of England, and they only got their independence around 1962, I believe. So what type
That's
of food
good,
did you
yes.
What type of food did you enjoy?
Well, in Jamaica we had, I enjoyed a lot of things. The red snapper is delicious. Aki, which is a plant that grows, and they put aki with rice and salted fish. It's their national dish. And also jerk chicken. Those three things are quite delicious and very readily available and really make for a nice experience along with all the American food you could ever eat. You know, Jamaica's been doing tourism for an awful long time, so they've got their act together.
Well, that's what keeps them alive there. Tourism is their survival. And did you bring back any memories, not only, but some art and craft, maybe?
Well, I've been, after you go to 320 countries over 50 years, bringing back memories, I do them mostly in their mind as opposed to souvenirs, but I was able to get my wife wanted some to give away some cigars, and we did that, and some little presents, particularly they have little hand-painted pictures of old American cars, which, again, are well-preserved and an awful lot of fun. And my wife and I drove all through Havana in a 57 Ford convertible. That was a lot of fun. At least the front part of it, Pierre, was a 57 Ford. I'm not sure about the back part. It kind of looked like a Plymouth to me. But anyway, that's another story. You know, they weren't able to do much in Cuba for so many years with the embargo, and really, in a way, still can't. And as a result, the cars look very exciting, but a little different.
Yeah. Trocadero, you must have driven down there, and you can see the castle from there and visit some of the markets. The people are extremely friendly, and it's really a great experience to be there. Now, what type of language is spoken in Jamaica? Patois?
Yeah, Patois, but for the most part, regular, you know, the King's English with a tremendous accent. Yaman, it's got an accent, but you can understand it. And surprisingly, Pierre, English is becoming pretty normal in Cuba, because the government is really big on education, and young kids are put into English classes very early in their education. So the older people don't speak much English, but surely the younger ones do. And for American tourists, that makes things easy and fun and exciting. One last quick thing, Pierre. You know, in Havana, there's a hotel there where Ernest Hemingway actually lived for a while, and on the very top of the restaurant is a restaurant, and you can get mojitos and look over the old town of Havana, and it really, frankly, is one of the most enjoyable spots in the world. If people get down there, they need to do that. If they do a day trip to the old town, they need a stop for lunch at this old hotel. I think Mundo is the name of it. So
what about
nice experience.
What about the Hotel Nacional? Is that still around?
The Hotel Nacional is in great shape. They're redoing it. We took the whole group there. You can walk out on the lawn. There's the famous bar with all the pictures of the Americans who have been there, everywhere from baseball players like Ernie Banks and Stan Musial, Mickey Mantle, to Hollywood stars, hundreds of them, I think. And, you know, Yuri Gagarin was there, Walt Disney was there, and they take all their pictures and paint them and put them in big posters. So the Nacional is still there, and it still sits high in the hill overlooking the Malecón. And it's... Cuba is going to be a hot destination for some time. I'm sure of that.
And will you be doing another trip with a group like you did recently?
Well, I do have another group going in December to Cuba, because so many people signed up for it. And there was a lot of people that wanted to go with me on this trip but were unable. So we're going to do another one in December. Just because it's something, it's like anything, it's pent up travel, things that you really were not allowed to do for so many years, and now you can do it. And
all right,
things are changing.
Right, give Gwen's travel website, would you please?
We're at. You can email me at ggwin at gwins.com, And our website is gwynstravel.com.
Gwynstravel. I wish you well. Hello to your wife and to your family. Good to have you back. Always good to have Mr. Gig Gwynn of Gwynn's Travel on America's Dining and Travel Guide.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, your host, Pierre Wolf, of America's Dining and Travel Guide, the longest continuous show in the country. So thank you very much for joining me today and every day. It is a glorious day in Denver, Colorado, where I'm broadcasting live from the Wolf Den. That's our beautiful sunroom, blue skies, and very mild temperature. I hope you're all doing well, and thank you for joining. The one and only, I call her La Grande Dame of the Rockies, but none other than the wonderful resident manager, Ann Alba, of that five-star, five-diamond hotel in Colorado Springs, Colorado. You know what I'm talking about, the Broadmoor. Hello,
Ann. Hello, Pierre.
So, is it as glorious a day as I described in
Colorado? I have to tell you, it is absolutely beautiful. Blue skies and wonderful Rocky Mountains sitting behind our resort, and could not be a prettier day today.
I tell you, and the golf course, the tennis, the outdoor activities, you would think in February. You'd cuddle up and be cold and miserable, but I know why I settled some years ago in Colorado. It is a wonderful state to be in. Would you agree?
I wholeheartedly agree, Pierre. Absolutely spoken the truth just now.
You know, Penrose, the founder of the Broadmoor, also knew that Colorado should be the place he should settle in and build that beautiful hotel. When was the Penrose actually created? What years?
Well, 1960 for Penrose Dining Room, but Spencer Penrose opened our doors here at the resort in 1918. So, Pierre, we're coming up on our 100th year anniversary
Can
for the resort.
Can you believe that? The 100th anniversary will be in 2018, correct?
That is correct. It doesn't seem possible.
God.
Now, I want to remind you, I've not been here the full 100 years, only 31.
I wish you would be, though. I want you to continue to be around. Don't go
Thank
away.
Thank you.
But the Broadmoor, as I say, is one of our family's favorite. We've been there over 40 different times, and possibly we could come for a birthday of one of my grandchildren and spend some nights
Absolutely.
There. That is possible. He's going to be 24 in April. But anyway,
oh,
never
God.
Mind that. As we speak, what is happening at that beautiful place and what is available in packages?
Well, I'll tell you what, as we speak, we are really right on the cusp of our season, but believe it or not, we've had the opportunity to stay full all throughout our winter months, I think partially
oh, wow.
due to this beautiful weather and partially with the economy, so it hasn't felt like it's been slow at all. So before we know it, we're going to roll right into our Easter getaway package in April, and that really is the kickoff of our holidays from Easter to Memorial, 4th of July, Labor Day. So, you know, Pierre, there's so much to do, golf and spa in our restaurants. And so right now everybody's enjoying a little bit of everything today on this Sunday, including one of your favorites, our beautiful Sunday brunch.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I did just recently begin to write what might be a small book called Tell Tales Pierre Wolf. And I came to that part in the book where we did the Holiday Magazine Awards reunion at mm-hmm. that beautiful hotel called the Broadmoor. And I have
you
to tell
you. You worked hard to get everybody here, didn't you?
Well, listen, I proposed, I received, by the way, this award at the Quorum Western in Denver in 1964, and so did the Normandy Restaurant equally. And in 65 and 66, there were reunions of the award winners, and they had a committee who would decide where the next get-together reunion would take place, in what city. I stood up and said, pardon me, committee, may I recommend Denver? Sit down, Denver. You don't have anything to talk about. You are the desert of the culinary world. The culinary desert. Sit down.
Oh,
I was offended, but what could I say? Over the next year or two, I was thinking. I lifted my finger again in about, I would say, 68 or 69. And I said, sit down, Denver. And I said, just listen to me. I would like to recommend the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Did you say the Broadmoor, Mr. Wolf? I said, indeed I have. From then on, it was a given. I mean, there was no, they were so excited about it that I got a letter, which will be in a book that I'm writing currently, and those memoirs, as we might call them, it's called Tell Tales Pierre Wolf. I got a letter from Silas Spitzer. He was the culinary editor for the Holiday Magazine, and he said, I cannot praise enough for this wonderful role that you and your committee played at the Broadmoor Hotel. On and on it goes. And I'm going to have that letter in my new book on which I'm working. So people that are listening out there, if you ever dream of spending time, may it be golf, may it be indoor, outdoor, may it be visiting the variety of outlying areas and do an Easter getaway or a Memorial Day or Labor Day is far away as far as I'm concerned at this point, but you should think of the Broadmoor Hotel. There are some Easter getaway packages. Speak about that. Ann Alba, resident manager, how many years now? And
going on 31 years, just shy of 31
I can't believe
years.
It. 31
Amazing.
Years.
Yes,
amazing. Tell me something. What was your impression 31 years ago when you arrived at the Broadmoor?
Well, you know my story, but I was raised in the bar and restaurant business. My family built a bar and restaurant when I was 2 years old back in Coldwater, Michigan. And so it was a little town of 10,000. My middle brother still runs the bar to this day. And so it's been in existence now about 52 years, believe it or not.
Oh my goodness.
Really when I got out here to Colorado, first of all, I fell in love with Colorado. Secondly, I fell in love with the Broadmoor, and I could not believe that I was part of such a grand institution. So it was overwhelming. I started as a banquet server, and I was equally as proud to start that day as a banquet server as I am now as resident manager. You know, we have served dignitaries and families for generations and celebrities and presidents and you name it, Pierre, as you well know. We've had so many wonderful people walk through the doors of our grand resort, and so many have become friends and family to me, such as your family. So
absolutely.
I really got the best job in the world.
I tell you, my family said, when are we going to the Broadmoor? Make up your mind, Pierre. And I'm thinking about it. We brought our little Scotties to the Broadmoor and walked them around the lake And why do I say that? I just saw a picture. I have 36 picture albums that describe our lives, that of my lovely wife, Jean, and myself and my family,
wow.
My son, my daughter, and grandchildren. And these pictures bring back memories that you wouldn't believe. So Telltale's Pierre Wolf will have the picture of the Bardmore and the fun that we have. We're going to talk about some of the upcoming events with the one and only Ann Alba, resident manager of the one and only, the greatest hotel resort in America, the Bardmore Hotel. And I will return in just a few moments.
Thank you.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
HEFA believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, HEFA International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
Provided to us by Jeremiah and the studios of Biz Talk Radio. Go to Biz Talk Radio and you can listen live online every Sunday for 2 hours. Biz, B-I-Z, Talk Radio. And the shows are archived if you missed one. Anyway, we have the one and only, I call her La Grande Dame of the Rockies. It's actually the name of the beautiful Broadmoor Hotel, but also my name for my guest, Ann Alva, resident manager of that beautiful place called the Broadmoor. Now, thing upcoming would be Easter, wouldn't it? You're having packages, a getaway
Absolutely.
Package?
Absolutely. Yes, Easter package. And I'll tell you what, that has become very popular for our families. There's so much to do. Including we do an Easter carnival, of course, Easter surrounds, like I keep saying, it all goes back to that beautiful Sunday brunch. So for Easter, we have two brunches. We have one in the traditional Lake Terrace dining room, and then we have a brunch also now because it's become so popular in the Broadmoor Hall. We'll have the Easter carnival. We have Easter egg hunts for the children, and it just really is kind of the kickoff to our summer season family holidays. Again, when you look at the resort, Pierre, you know very well that there's been generations of families that keep the Broadmoor on their list to either come for Easter, to come for 4th of July, to come for Christmas, or as your family has done for many, many years and over again.
Over 40 years, would you believe?
Right.
It is now over 40 years that we have been going there.
Wow. Unbelievable.
That
so
even
exceeds.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
right. Okay. Then comes Memorial Day, right?
Correct. Then Memorial Day, either 3 or 4 night packages. So those begin May 25th through May 30th. And now Memorial Day is even more activities for the families. There's bingo. There is outdoor activities. Again, we have a carnival atmosphere around the lake. The pool opens up, that beautiful outdoor infinity pool with the children's slides and cabanas and food and festivities and music. So it really is another preempter. They keep building. right up to the 4th of July, which becomes really our most popular summer package with fireworks around the beautiful lake and a larger carnival atmosphere with face painting and Oreo stacking and relay races and rubber ducky captures. And so it really brings back an old-time feel for the holiday that probably gets lost in the world today, where everybody is looking at video games and focused on more of the televised. This really pulls everybody out to the great outdoors and really back to the old school activities that people used to enjoy before all of the other options that we have.
Well said, Ann Alba. Talk about the wilderness experience. That's very important, too, getting off the property for a moment.
It is, and that is something new to us, newer anyway. We've got Emerald Valley Ranch, we have Cloud Camp, and we have the Broadmoors Fly Fishing Camp, all opening in April. They're seasonal properties because they really are up in the wilderness. Two are up the mountain, one closer to Gold Camp Road and on the way to Cripple Creek. The other is up the mountain past the zoo, and Cloud Camp sits at the highest point on Cheyenne Mountain that it can sit, overlooking the city lights and beautiful Colorado Springs. And Fly Fishing Camp is about a 40-minute drive from us out on the Terrial, where guests can experience 5 miles of private fly fishing and probably some of the most beautiful river fishing anywhere in the nation. So all very different feel, and I'll begin with Emerald Valley Ranch is more of the dude ranch feel. There's horseback riding, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner are inclusive within your package. There is a beautiful little lake that you can have a small canoe ride and fish, and we have two resident dogs that help you fish. They help bring in the fish and catch and release. And just a wonderful, wonderful forest atmosphere. You sit right on the edge of the thousands of acres of hiking through BLM forestry. And that, again, begins at the Broadmoor. We transport all guests up in, believe it or not, Cadillacs up to our wilderness properties.
Oh, wow.
You know, so first class, riding in first class. And Pierre, this one always makes you laugh because Cloud Camp, the property that's at the opposite side that sits at the top of Cheyenne Mountain, you can either go in a Cadillac or you can hike or you can ride a mule. So talk about going back to the old school way of getting up the mountain, right?
You know, the last time I rode a mule with my lovely wife, Jean, was in Santorini Island. Can you believe the Greek island Santorini, going up from the port on a mule all the way up, and then you walk down, and that's you're bringing up really great memories that will all be included in my new book, Tell Tales Pierre Wolf, Riding Up a Mule to Cloud Camp. I think I would do it that way.
I bet that's you would. I can picture it.
You know, we always speak about the food, the summit, Del Lago, and all the wonderful. You have, as I recall, the last time we spoke, you mentioned 19 different eating and dining facilities. Is that right?
That is correct, Pierre, in summer. And that's counting, you know, on the golf course, the little oasis, and the pool bars that open up. But absolutely, we have 19 food and beverage outlets throughout all of property when you count everything throughout the summer season.
So what is your message for the upcoming great events at that five-star, five-diamond Broadmoor Hotel? Quickly, we want to thank you.
My message is very quickly, Pierre, thank you for being such a great friend of this grand resort. And everybody who's listening, please, please come join us. Colorado Springs, Denver, Pikes Peak region, most importantly, the Broadmoor. Come visit.
You can't live any better than at the Broadmoor. Thank you, Ann Alba, and all of you. Don't go away. Listen to Biz Talk Radio, bringing you a second hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide. Pierre Wolf saying, a bientôt. I'll see you soon again.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.